So a website has posted what is purported to be the financial information of celebrities and political figures. The apparent victims include, among others, First Lady Michelle Obama, Vice President Joe Biden, and Beyonce. As NPR's Sonari Glinton reports, this was not a traditional hack.
There's probably no celebrity more able to control the flow of information about her life than Beyonce. Well, there's at least one way that Beyonce is just like you and me.
We no longer really control our own data.
Steve Santarelli works at a data security firm called Team Cymru. He used to work at Scotland Yard. When it comes to our personal information, he says we're all in the same boat.
As a society, we've all abrogated responsibility for the protection of our own personal data by giving it to people in exchange for services.
That's how Facebook, Gmail, and any number of these services work. Now, each of the credit reporting agencies say their computer systems were not hacked per se. They all say that criminals somehow gathered enough information to gain the credit reports. So, a birthday here, a mother's maiden name there, you got yourself a credit report.
My name's Sean Henry. I'm the president of CrowdStrike Services.
Henry used to work for the FBI. He says not only are we giving out information, but that information is vulnerable.
It's really now possible to completely protect every network all the time. And the attackers are looking for the easiest way in, and they're seeking out the most valuable information. And these things are happening every single day.
Henry says there are many ways that we can protect ourselves. But he says this most recent fraud is an example of one more battle in what he calls a war.
Even though there's success from the law enforcement side, long term, the bad guys are outpacing the good guys.
It's like the 100 Years War.
Yeah, it could go well beyond that.
Sonari Glinton, NPR News.